mean. Don't take a back seat. Don't take no lean meat. Just try some fat meat. It's good, good, good. I'm telling you, bud, don't be an old dud. If you're a hep cat, you like your meat fat. You ought to know that it's good, good, good. Is driving me mad. Got a feeling that I've never had. For every morning I wake up and say, what are we having for dinner today? I get an answer, and what does she say? That means chop mean, stew mean, rib mean. But I'd rather have fat meat. Fat meat is good meat. Fat meat is good meat. Don't take no back meat. Don't take no lean meat. Just try some fat meat. It's good, good, good. Don't take no lean meat. Just try some fat meat. It's good, good, good.
Fat meat. I love that. Fat meat.
Thank you. I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. I said, someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke is in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. But today my love has flown away, I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke is in your eyes.
The only one to love and adore you is when you learn to sigh a bit, to long a bit, to cry a bit. Life begins when Cupid wins and you're in love.
The great singers of the big band era are still swinging today. This is Fred Hall. I talk with them.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. We're going to chase all your blues away.
Tony Bennett.
Hallelujah. Come on.
One of my guests on Swing Thing as we talk to the leaders, the solo stars, the arrangers, the composers, and the singers. And feature artists like Sinatra, Starr, Stafford, Basie, Brown, Beinecke, Miller, Martin, and Morgan. Listen each week for Swing Thing.
Come on.
Swing Thing, Thursday evenings at 6 on Memories 89.1, KCEA.
Yeah, Corina, tell me, where'd you stay last night?
Came in this morning, sun was shining bright. I met Corina way across the sea. I met Corina way across the sea. She wouldn't write no letters, she didn't care for me.
Charles Bessie from Mason Street. She used to yodel cadenzas for the social elite. And then she happened to meet the kid with the drum and the Dixieland lead. He was a barrel house baby from Macon, GA. His name was Muggles McGregor and he wore a toupee. He taught poor Bessie to care, but she couldn't swim, so we gave her the air. He left poor Bessie with a union card and 7 years of unpaid dues. That's when she gave up her cadenzas and began to sing the Basin Street Blues. But don't feel sorry for Bessie, she's now on the screen. Her jive is solid as ivory and she's rolling in green. Poor Bess, the world's at her feet. Barrel House Bessie from Basin Street, she's doing all right.
They call the Barrel House Bessie from Basin Street.
I'm the gal that fed the drama with a Dixieland beat. For Bessie, she's now on the screen. Her jive is solid as ivory, and she's rolling in green. Poor Bess, the world's at her feet.
She's the battle lost Bessie from Basin Street.
That boy, she's doing all right.
Certain day, then you change the subject and you think it's okay. You're telling me, I'm telling you, why don't you practice what you preach?
Why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you practice what you preach?
CEA remembers.
Network takes pride in presenting Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the Air, dramatizing famous narratives by great authors. This is the first time that a complete theatrical producing company has been brought to radio. Every week, Orson Welles invites our listeners to suggest their favorite titles. And tonight, the Mercury Theater on the Air presents
Memories 89.1 FM.
Thank you. music you won't find anywhere else. KCEA FM, Atherton, California.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. The comedy, mystery, the fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? I long to turn the dial again, to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. On this edition of Yesteryear, it's the Lux Radio Theater with A Star Is Born. The Lux Radio Theater was first heard on NBC in October of 1934, dramatizing a mixture of movie and Broadway plays from New York. It was originally broadcast Sunday afternoons, but it made the jump to CBS in July of 1935. Unfortunately, less than a year after its arrival on the air, the Lux Radio Theater was in trouble. Given the job of making things turn around was an executive from J. Walter Thompson, who immediately hired Cecil B. DeMille as producer-host. During the DeMille years, more than 50 people were required for each program, and frequently the tab for a single broadcast ran over $20,000. Through the years, DeMille became an institution on the show, although he never did actually direct the theater in a real sense. The show was dropped by CBS after the broadcast of June 1954, revived by NBC in September of that year to bring down the final curtain in June of 1955. Return with us now to those fabulous days of yesteryear with the Lux Radio Theater and A Star Is Born, starring Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery, from September of 1937. Another classic program from the radio vault of yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow notes, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton, Marge, Amos, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again, to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so. Dio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio, I miss you.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star Is Born. Lux presents Hollywood. Back on the air again after a summer vacation, our first production brings you Janet Gaynor, Robert Montgomery, Lionel Stander, and Mae Robeson in one of the greatest stories the screen has ever known, A Star Is Born. With us also, here on the stage of the Lux Radio Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, we have as guests Sid Grauman, founder and managing director of one of the most famous motion picture theaters in the world, Grauman's Chinese, and John Leroy Johnston, managing editor of Screen Book and Hollywood magazines. Conducting our orchestra is Louis Silvers. Now, I turn the microphone to our producer, discoverer of stars, director of 63 motion pictures. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we return, as we shall every Monday night at this time, bringing you Hollywood's celebrated stars in the most distinguished plays of stage and screen. We've had a vacation, but more than that, we've had an opportunity to plan ahead. As a result, the greatest series of dramatic treats it has ever been our pleasure to offer is in store for you. We alone could not have made this possible. You, through the friendship shown our products, are equally responsible. For a fitting inaugural, We made a long and careful search. We found it in the stars and story we're about to bring you. Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in the brilliant Technicolor screenplay from Selznick International Studios, A Star is Born. From these same studios has recently come another record-breaking film, The Prisoner of Zenda, which, starring Ronald Coleman and featuring Madeline Carroll and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., is now duplicating the sensational success of tonight's story. Miss Gaynor's performance in A Star is Born is bringing her a national acclaim, approached only by her debut performance several years ago in Seventh Heaven. She was scarcely more than a child then, and if you could see her now, you'd realize she's still a little girl. In fact, there's only 100 pounds and 5 feet of her, topped by large brown eyes and dark red hair. Among her treasures is a little pair of black low-heeled shoes that once pattered from studio to studio as their owner searched for work. They never stopped at my door. I wish they had. As Esther Blodgett, Miss Gaynor makes her first appearance in the Lux Radio Theater. Compared with her, our co-star, Robert Montgomery of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, is a veteran. His portrayal tonight of Norman Maine is his fourth on our stage. Bob's popularity wherever pictures are shown, his versatility in all kinds of difficult roles, leaves me little more to say than welcome home to an old friend of our theater. Bob's new MGM picture with Rosalind Russell is Live, Love, and Learn. Lionel Stander resumes the role he played on the screen, Libby, the publicity man. Also from the original cast as Granny comes that actress now in her 54th year of trooping, Mae Robeson. Lou Merrill is heard as Oliver Niles. And now for our play. The Lux Radio Theater returns to the air, bringing you Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star is Born. An isolated farmhouse on the windswept plains of North Dakota. The house is silent, sleeping, but moonlight streams through the window of one of the upstairs rooms, where a young girl is still awake. She lies across her bed, sobbing quietly into the pillow. The door is inched open, and an elderly woman in an old flannel wrapper calls to her softly.
Esther?
Yes, Granny?
Oh, I thought you'd still be up.
Oh, now stop crying. That isn't going to do you any good.
Oh, I'm crying because Aunt Mattie and Alec and everyone else in this family makes me so mad.
Aunt Mattie, Alec, fiddlesticks. They're not important. You're the only one who counts. Oh,
but I could be an actress, Granny. I could be. And I'd go to Hollywood, too, if I had the chance. But they just laugh at me because I want to make something out of myself. They think it's funny.
Esther, everyone in this world who ever dreamed about better things was laughed at. Don't you know that?
Suppose I do, but...
Ah, but there's a difference, dear, between dreaming and doing. You modern girls give me a pain. Why, when I wanted something better, I came across these plains in a prairie schooner with your grandfather. And don't think for a minute it was easy, Esther Blodgett. We burned in summer, and we froze in winter. We used our guns when we needed food, and then fought the Indians to keep it. But we kept on going, and we didn't complain, because we were doing what we wanted to do. Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
Could you do it? Could you do it even if it broke your heart? Because for every dream that you make come true, you'll pay the price in heartbreak.
I'm not afraid, Granny.
All right, then. Here. Take this money.
Oh, but Granny...
Go on and go to your Hollywood.
But I can't take your money.
And why not?
It's your savings.
Well, I haven't got anything to save up for now. Except my funeral. And I'm never going to die.
Oh, Granny. How can I ever thank you?
Good night.
Oh, Granny. Granny, darling.
The heart of the movie metropolis. On your right, Grauman's Chinese Theater. Notice the paved blocks containing the hand and footprints of your favorite star. And in just a few minutes, we'll be in Beverly Hills.
Hello? Oleander Arms Apartments. Yeah, we got a vacancy. $4. Running water, convenient to all studios, and you can look at it whenever you want. What do you do? Huh? Listen, wise guy, don't waste my time. The ad said no cowboys.
Good afternoon. My name is Esther Blodgett.
Mine's Randall. Day, week, or month?
Well, it's a little hard to say. You see, I'm going into the movies.
Well, take it for a week. It'll break the jump to Beverly Hills. Sign here.
Are all the studios really near here?
All except Gaumont British.
I suppose the best way to get a job is to go straight to the studios, isn't it?
Oh.
I haven't any illusions, you know. I'm perfectly willing to begin with, a little bit of a part, or even as an extra.
$4, please, in advance.
Come in.
I beg your pardon. Is this the Central Casting Office?
Yes.
I'd like to register for extra work, please.
To register? How long have you been in Hollywood?
It's nearly a month now.
Well, you know, we have 12,416 extras registered with us now. That's 16 times as many as we can use each working day. Why, we haven't put anyone on our register in over 2 years.
Oh, I see.
Come over here. I want to show...
This is KCEA, Atherton, California.
A charming voice. We'd like to present Elaine Beatty.
Here you are, as I dreamed that you would be. How near you are, just a kiss away from me. Although I know we're both on earth below, I feel we're somewhere on a star. and I love you much too well. How dear you are, dearer far than I can tell. Tonight I know it must be you or no one. So if you want my heart, here you
wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem wise somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart.
Oh, body, sweetheart. Now, 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 lay low, baby, you somehow, how fancy hope, silk and gown. You'd be out of place in your old hometown as you walk down the avenue. The marshal won't believe it. You painted lips, mascara eyes, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem wise somehow. How you nobody, sweetheart.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination.
Hi, this is Craig Roberts. Join me Monday nights at 9 for Yesteryear, the best of old-time radio. All your favorite dramas, comedies, and westerns, Monday nights at 9, here on Memories 89.1, KCEA.
home safely to me. He sailed at the dawning. All day I've been blue, with sails in the sunset. I'm trusting in you. Swift wings you must borrow, make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and he goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. Walk down where fisher folk gather, I wandered far from the throng. I heard a fisher girl singing, and this sweet frame was her song. The shore. We marry tomorrow, and he goes sailing no more. We're sailing in the sunset, we're out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely.
Thank you. Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here.
Memories 89.1 FM.
I'm getting corns for my country at the Hollywood canteen. The hardest working junior hostess you've ever seen. I'm doing my bit down here for Uncle Sam. I'm a patriotic jitterbug. Yeah, yeah, that's what I am. I'm getting corns for my country. You should see the pounds fly. I'm getting down the waistline and I don't even try. I don't need a Dewberry or a Westmore cord, 'cause my weight's been taken over by the Army Air Force. We're not petite as Sweet Joan Leslie, but then we never mind. When those GIs knock us out, we're glad that we're the healthy kind. The way those cowboys from the prairie expect us to sashay, I think I'd rather two-step with their horses any day. We're getting corns for our country, though the going is tough. When we think we can't go on, we find we can't get enough. So if you hear of a soldier, sailor, or marine, tell them to look us up at the Hollywood canteen.
I used to be aesthetic, they say. Oh, yes, I was. Rarely I was. I loved the drama, art, and the ballet.
But the theater guild came over and said, forget about Pavlova. Learn to cut a rug.
So now we're jitterbugs. From now we'll be here with our usual vim. So if you hail from the Bronx, Des Moines, or Aberdeen, come down and ask for us at the Hollywood canteen.
everybody come and listen. You don't know what you've been missing. This will help your education. Use your hands for this creation. Get round the table and all sit tight. Do your truckin' at the table tonight. Now all you pupils, follow me. Here we go now. One.